The SDLP leader, Colm Eastwood, says he intends to nominate the Bloody Sunday families for the Nobel Peace Prize. Today marks the 51st anniversary of the killings by the British Army in Derry in 1972. The prize is one of six awarded annually to the person or group of people who benefit mankind through their actions. Previous recipients include John Hume and David Trimble. Mr. Eastwood said he could think of no more powerful tribute to the dead and injured of Bloody Sunday and a tribute to the family's long fight for truth and justice.
Why wouldn't we send this message, the truth that victims should be front and centre of any peace process, and that truth and justice is so important to having a true and lasting peace?
22-year-old Jim Ray was one of the 14 victims shot dead on Bloody Sunday. His brother Liam, a long-time campaigner for justice, is on the line. Good morning, Liam. What's your reaction to Colm Eastwood's nomination of the families for this award?
Well, I think it's very nice for Mr. Eastwood to do that, considering he is our local MP and he has been a great aid in our campaign over the years and his predecessors. I also believe that it would help in the sense of, because of this legacy bill that the British government are trying to push through. But in saying that, for me, I won't lose any sleep whether it happens or it doesn't happen, for my focus is solely on bringing to justice those who committed the awful acts that day.
David Cameron gave an apology. We had the Savile inquiry saying the killings were unjustified and unjustifiable. You are still looking, as you say, for accountability. Where does your campaign go now?
Well, there is a court case ongoing, although I don't have a lot of faith in it at this moment in the Derry courthouse when the committal proceedings against one soldier.
Yes.
The reality is that there was 14 people who lost their lives that day in very brutal circumstances, another 27 who were attempted to be murdered. So I don't think that as a family member I'm doing anything exceptional. I think that any family member or anybody interested in peace and justice and proper society where people can live free of fear and that would do what I'm doing. I think there's other, I could think a lad in our town who would be more, in my opinion, would be more deserving of it, and that would be Richard Moore, a young lad who lost his eyesight at 14 years, has made approaches to the man who done that and has went on to form an organisation called Children in Crossfire. To me, that's exceptional. To me, that's amazing. And to me, that's an icon of where we all should be going. Mm. But as I'm saying, in regards to the Bloody Sunday cases, obviously, until people are brought to book, and don't forget, it's just not the soldier who fired the gun. It's his superiors and the military who are hiding behind that mask of respectability. It's those in the politicians who let this situation happen, who covered it up for years. So my, as a family member, obviously, and as a member of this community, I will always be campaigning, but I don't think that's anything exceptional. I think that's what my duty would be in any situation like
that. Liam, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Liam Ray there.